think he's not here anymore.
No.
Okay. All right, good. Marta, well done on your result today. Just talk us through your thoughts on the match and how pleased you are to be in the final here in Stuttgart.
Well, definitely watch shorter match than the ones I had before today. yeah, it feels great, obviously, to be in the final of this tournament. It's amazing. And really looking forward for tomorrow already. And yeah, was a very good fight today.
Marta, can you tell us a little bit about the recovery process from yesterday evening? Like, at what time you went to sleep and how you were able to prepare to go on court and play like this again?
So I was going to sleep both two nights in a row at 3 a.m. The whole time I was recovering, or like shower and eating and stuff. So really had very short nights, and usually I would have a nap before, one more sleep before the match in the afternoon, but today was much earlier, so I didn't. But today I will be able to go to sleep earlier than other days, thank God. I mean, it's process and it's always different. You try to recover mentally, physically, as much as you can, and let go as soon as possible of the match, you know, so it's out of your head.
Good evening. I received now a lot of messages and callings from my Ukrainian friends and colleagues, so everybody is very excited with your achievements here. And the question is, you had so many tough games here with tough opponents. Tomorrow, one more game. Do you still feel good? So do you still have physical reserve for tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. I mean, today was, as I said, today was much easier match than all the previous ones. So really, like, I was joking when I came off the court. I said, wow, it felt like I had a day off today comparing to the other days, because really the match was twice shorter than the match with Laura. So it, you can, like, your body feels this, you know, it feels the difference. And yeah, I mean, I honestly feel pretty good and ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, congrats, Marta.
Thank you.
What, if at all, anything has surprised you about what you've done this week?
That I'm in the finals, definitely. Yeah, you know, I came here on Saturday and I practiced 4 days before my first match. And really, I was playing worse and worse with every day. And I was like, okay, I'm time to play some matches because I don't want to practice anymore. And yeah, I was not feeling great at all. And I'm not talking about like physically, but generally I didn't feel good on court. And then, you know, in tennis, everything is very close. It's like you can really feel very bad, but then have the best week of your career. You know, like it happened to me. But yeah, I think it's trust the process, really. It was really, like, I really excelled it this week, you know, and I tried in every match to just do as much as I can. And yeah, it's, you know, things are getting better, and I think this is the most important thing for me. Of course, I'm very pleased and very happy and surprised that I'm in the finals, but, you know, tomorrow is another match, so I'm getting ready.
Congrats, Marta. In how far does this final tomorrow have also a political component? Or how do you face to your opponent, Elena? She never expressed her attitude to situation in Ukraine.
I mean, this is her opinion. Nothing I can do about her opinion, really. I expressed my position about what's happening. If other people don't want to do it, it's not my responsibility.
Marta, yesterday you were talking about this match, saying that it's going to be a different story, you know,
yes.
Remember it?
Yes.
Because she's a clay specialist. What were your expectations and what was the reality on the court?
I mean, I lost to her a year ago really badly and very quickly. So I think that really helped today because I didn't have any expectations. I was like, okay, this really cannot be worse than last year, so I'm already fine. It's definitely going to be better. I think this was really the key from the beginning, that I didn't have expectations. And the only thing I remembered from last year is that I shouldn't be, you know, I should really have this good balance of offense and, like, just, you know, trying to structure the point. And it worked out really good today, and I was not rushing in my head. You know, I had enough space, you know, to just just kind of create, because you really cannot rush with someone like Marqueta, especially on clay, because she just, I think, you know, I tried to do it a couple of times today, and I think she loves it, like when the ball comes fast to her and she just plays it back, and she really makes you look like you are really not nothing, but she really makes it look like your speed is nothing. So this was, I think this was the key today, and the reality is definitely better than my expectations, I can tell you that.
Marta, you had yesterday, you had a couple of match points that you didn't convert. Today, the 5-1 lead, and it's 5-all. A lot of players, I would guess, they would lose it after that. They would break down. What's your mental state? How can you be positive after
that? You know, I was losing it so many times before in my career that I feel like it's time to, like, just not do it anymore that much. Yeah, I mean, even today, it was like a very questionable call that was made on my set point, because I don't really agree with it, but nothing I can do. And yeah, it was going quickly, but I was just, you know, I was just trying to stay in the match and keep going point by point and not really focusing on the score and how many set points I lost or what was the score before, because I lost a set like this against Coco, you know, and I was, not that I was thinking back then about the score, but I was more lost in my head, like, oh, you know, I had these opportunities. Oh, how did I not win this set? You know, I was like much more emotional in a way, much more tense. So I had that experience already. And luckily I left it behind me pretty quickly. Like I didn't even, you know, a couple of weeks after Australia, you know, I didn't even remember I was up 5-1 against Coco, so in the first set. So really, it's like, I think the final result is what matters at the end.
We had a lot of Polish fans and flags, but also some Ukrainian flags. Did you have any encounters with Ukrainian people, maybe refugees here during these days, or with other nice people, whatever?
I mean, I know that there are a lot of refugees that live in in Germany, generally, the most in Europe, are living in Germany. So definitely, I think a couple of years ago, we wouldn't see so many Ukrainian fans in the stands, probably, which, you know, I'm really happy to see. You know, it's great, and a lot of people cheer for me and support me, and some people I know, but really I know less. Like, so I know a little bit. It's only a couple of people, but the rest is just fans. But very happy they're here.
Looking forward to tomorrow. What do you expect in this matchup with Elena on clay, especially this clay? And are you surprised to see her in the final?
You know, we were, me and Sandra, and sometimes George, my husband, we are like making bets on who is going to win. And Sandra is like, oh yeah, I'm always wrong. Every time she says someone's going to win, always this person is not winning. So today was the same. Actually, we both said that Iga is probably going to win. I don't know, I just had the feeling, like, I thought that on, because even though Elena beat her in Rome last year, but Iga was injured, but anyways, you know, I was like, Iga likes to play here, I think she's going to win this one. But, you know, as I said, it's tennis, so anything can happen. They both are amazing players, and yeah, I cannot say I'm, like, very surprised, because I think people are more surprised that I'm in the final, not Elena. So let's start there. And I think it's going to be a great match. And it's clay, so we will see. It's different. Okay. Good. Thank you.